Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side Today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining me from the Taos Area Chamber of Commerce, Director Penny Pea. How are you?
Great. How are you?
Doing good. Well, I can't believe we're already talking about the summer coming to an end.
I know. So short.
It really seemed that way, didn't it?
It did.
It seems like we were just talking to you about Memorial Day.
I know.
Arts and crafts, and all of a sudden here we are at Labor Day. But what a great way to end the unofficial summer season finale with a big arts and crafts show.
Absolutely. And big it is.
Yeah. Now, is this the biggest one you guys do? Is the Memorial Day one bigger, or are they about the same?
They're about the same.
Yeah.
Each year, one is probably a little bit bigger than the other one. Last year, we had one show that was over 160 that had going. This year, we're probably at almost 140 for our Labor Day show.
So nice.
It will be great.
So they'll all be packed in there at Shoreline Park in Taos City.
They will. They will. There's going to be lots of different...
What kind of vendors this year?
Yeah, this year we have a few new ones. We have Nectar of the Vine. It's a new company that's out. It's going to be new, and you can purchase slushies that you can take home and you mix with wine, and it's
very cool. Wow.
Yeah, we have locally, we have Bloom and Sense. She's one of our local artists, Karen Otwell. We have our favorites, Jose Madrid Salsa. Seagrass sun hats are new this year. We have a lot of wood, metal crafts, furniture. We have a new Halloween-specific vendor this year.
Nice.
I can't wait to see what her products
are going
to be.
Yeah.
Elena Edwards at our new Taos Day Yoga Studio. She's going to be there with her tie-dyed stuff, and I'm trying to talk her into doing yoga before, so maybe a yoga class in the morning.
Very nice.
Still working on that.
Okay.
So lots of cool stuff, and our usual kettle corn smoothies, elephant ears this year.
Ooh, all right.
So, yeah, lots of fun things.
Always. What a great weekend it's going to be. What are the dates for it?
It is August 30th and September 1st.
That's right.
Saturday and Sunday. We're there 10 to 5 on Saturday and 10 to 4 on Sunday.
Right there at Shoreline Park. Beautiful Shoreline Park.
Beautiful Shoreline
Park.
Park.
Since they've kind of renovated it there, it really has become a nice spot to put on these kind of events.
Yeah. Our parks do such an awesome job with that.
They really do. All right. So this Saturday and Sunday, 10 to 5 Saturday, 10 to 4 on Sunday.
Yes. Be there. We will watch for everyone.
And
we are going to have some sun. And
it does look like a great weekend.
It does look like a great weekend.
So I don't think we'll have any weather issues at all for the 29th annual. And of course, if they want more information about that event or anything else that's coming up, I know the next big thing we'll talk about, could it really be Perchville? Oh, my stars. We'll be talking that. But first up, Labor Day Arts and Crafts Show at the Shoreline Park in Taos City this weekend. But if they want more information,
go to taos.com or call me down at the Taos Chamber at 989-362-8643.
All right. And I think the next time I see you, we'll be out on the corner there for the Taos Whittemore Hale United Fun Drive.
It will be. We're going to have to plot for that one.
We're going to look forward to doing some things with that. Penny Pea from the Taos Area Chamber of Commerce, always a pleasure.
Thank you.